afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Friday, September 4th, 2020. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I have with me today my Friday co-host, Stephen Douglas Whitener. Hello, Stephen.
Hi, Richard. How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah.
How are you?
Hey, congratulations on some great work you've been doing. The new shows here that I've been listening to, a lot of them. You just do a lot of good investigative journalism. I think you should be rewarded there and congratulated for that, too. I just wanted to give you an on-air kudos for that. Over the past 3 years, I've seen you do a lot of good work.
Well, thank you, Stephen, but I would have to respond that I feel I mostly follow in the footsteps of those who've come before me and have been doing this longer than I. So I think I do try to carry the torch and help people to network, you know, as well. I mean, everyone is out there letting their voices be heard. The more opportunities I have to get everyone I've networked with who have excellent motives, intent, and information to everyone. So, I mean, all of the guests, contributors, callers, co-hosts, I'm greatly appreciative of. I know that kind of networking is really the key to us solving all of this. You know, I just want to really briefly, though, remind everyone to donate to RBN, please. I know times are tough now, as much as they've ever been, right? It's certainly in our generation, our lifetime. But please, folks, I mean, this is the main way we keep everything going here, is with the listener contributions. I mean, we do have some advertisers, but without the listener contributions, we wouldn't keep the bills paid, and we wouldn't keep free speech alive. Independent media and Republic Broadcasting is certainly the strongest example I know of that, as far as independent radio in the United States. So please, folks, help out with what you can. And if you can, do recurring donations. Those are immensely beneficial to securing the future for RBN. And we always need upgrades, too. And that's, you know, sometimes just paying the monthly bills are tough enough. I know how that can be, too, with equipment, for that matter. But and I should mention the chat room again. If anyone wants to engage in respectful debate, the chat room is beyondton.chatango.com. beyondton.chatango.com. Well, Stephen, I know we were discussing a lot about these vaccines coming up.
Yep.
and a lot of information. I know a clip or two I isolated from some of the articles I've been keeping up with this past summer. I know one day John Stadmiller played in its entirety this one video. It's like 21 minutes long of this Dr. Carrie. Her name again is Dr. Carrie Madij.
Madij, yes.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even call this a vaccine. It's just an injection of a device. Calling it a vaccine gives it liability protection that I really don't think that that any vaccine deserves, for that matter, but especially this technology. It's dreadful.
Yes, it certainly is dreadful, and we need more and more people to start speaking out now, let their opinions be heard, because people in their local communities, they are just waiting to not be the first person to speak out against it. That's what we find in a lot of cases. Once one steps forward, you'll see this in even films, but it's true in reality. Once one person or a few step forward, well, once one does, you know, then two or three other brave souls are that much more inclined to right away. And then soon enough, you'll have more and more joining in and not afraid to make their feelings known. I just was browsing very briefly Natural News and Natural Blaze websites, and yeah, these stories are everywhere right now. One has a mention of CDC asks governors to fast track permits for coronavirus vaccine distribution. They want to get it to everyone before they have a chance to even think about it, even think about yes. whether or not it's safe for them. And then this other one here, this out of Natural Blaze, that other one was Natural News, they've backed us into a corner. Parents protest Massachusetts' new mandatory vaccination rules. So, yeah, as far as the state level, the governors, perhaps is the biggest danger. And then, of course, mayors and, well, it remains to be seen if on the federal level, you know, national level, that they'll actually. So far, Trump makes it sound like the military is just helping to distribute. And we're not going to get too conspiracy theory on that aspect of it. You know, let's also not abuse our own the term designed to be against us, though, conspiracy theory. I should use that term only when outing the fact it was created to discredit those questioning the original JFK narrative, for that matter. But yeah, here we have Massachusetts. So I take it the governor and his people's legislation are behind this mandatory vaccination rule. We're going to see more of this popping up in a lot of states, I'm sure, Stephen.
It's good to see that there was pushback in Massachusetts. A lot of parents came out and protested this new rule. It was, I believe that they were specifically referring to the flu vaccination, flu shot for this school year. But, I mean, at least they didn't just go take it. Some people did stand up against it. I hope that there can be some lawsuits that'll stop that as well, at least provide exemptions for people who object to the technology for whatever reason.
I was pointing out to you a little earlier some of the quotes from some of these articles. I already mentioned this Dr. Kerry Madej, M-A-D-E-J, and also some quotes in these articles out of Waking Times. I posted these in our chat room yesterday, beyondton.chatango.com. You could find them there, but it has links to the PDF of this Moderna a vaccine white paper. It's a little too, scientific, perhaps, and dry for most people to actually read in its entirety. But you might want to take a stab at it, you know, just as you might want to read those inserts on all the vaccinations and pharmaceuticals out there. The tiny little print in the folded up a piece of what kind of paper is that? It's so thin. It's
like rice paper. Yeah.
Yeah. But we have some interesting, I mean, from her investigations, yes, this is very likely to change our RNA, our DNA, and we'll go into that more with some clips I have ready to go. But also, I'll read this quote right now. And this mentions, well, it recommends checking out the whole report for yourself. And there's links to it. Like I say, go to Chatango and to that article, Waking Times, you'll find Moderna vaccine white paper. DNA vaccines have a risk of permanently changing a person's DNA. Now, the following is a direct quote from a 2017 Moderna biotechnology white paper. Quote, DNA vaccine work began 30 years ago, but as yet there are no licensed DNA vaccines and most remain in phase one testing. The key challenge associated with DNA vaccines is that they must penetrate the cell nucleus, crossing two membranes, the cytoplasm and the nucleus. The DNA must then be transcribed in the nucleus into mRNA before moving to the cytoplasm to stimulate antigen production. This core complex pathway often requires both large doses and special, often painful delivery devices using electric shocks or gold microspheres into person's skin to deliver the DNA vaccine. Once inside the nucleus, DNA vaccines have a risk of permanently changing a person's DNA. And I have a clip one I have ready to go in a minute if Judy could get that. Julie could get that ready. My bad. And Stephen, I just would like to hear maybe your thought after just you reading that initially, hearing that initially.
Yeah, that sounds like they're turning you into a genetically modified organism. And those gold microspheres that they refer to, that's nanotechnology, and nanospheres of heavy metals and are poisonous metals, specifically aluminum, has been shown to cause a lot of the neurological damage associated with vaccines and is thought to be what brings about autism in kids, and that's just very dangerous. To put, it's not the amount of the heavy metal that it's so much, it's the tiny, tiny micro nano piece of it that is so small that it can cross the blood-brain barrier and enter into your cells and cause damage. A big glob of a heavy metal is going to cause less permanent damage than these tiny little microspheres, which they just invade everywhere. And it's also reminds me, this electric shock is akin to the 5G radiation that also increases the cell membrane permeability and allows things to enter too. Mm-hmm. Just a very, very similar kind of technology to the electric shock there.
Certainly. Okay, so if you would then, Julie, let's hear clip one, modified RNA and DNA explained by Dr. Carrie Madij.
Modified RNA or modified DNA? Let's take Moderna, modified RNA. So in that modified RNA, the idea is that the microneedles will puncture into your cell membrane, okay? And this synthetic piece of an RNA, it's a code for the part of the virus, or they could use a synthetic DNA to code for the part of the virus, would go into your nucleus, your body would start transcribing it, would start reading it, and making more of that part of the virus. Well, why would we want to make more of the virus or part of the virus? The idea is your body would get used to seeing it, would know how to make antibodies, and would have an improved T cell response. And the idea is then when you saw it in the future, your body would already know how to fight it, and it would be a better response. That's the idea. The problem with that is they're using something called a process called transfection. And transfection is a way that we make genetically modified organisms. Okay, I think you know about those fruits and vegetables. They're not as healthy as the normal wild type fruit and vegetable. So possibly you could extrapolate that to a human. If we become genetically modified, we would not be as healthy. Okay. We don't have long-term studies on this anyway. This is unbelievable. And, you know, the vaccine manufacturers have made the statement, this will not alter our DNA, our genome. I say that is not true, because if we use this process to make a genetically modified organism, why would it not do the same thing to a human? I don't know why they're saying that. Now, if you look at the definition of transfection, it'll tell you that it can be a temporary change in the cell. And I think that's what the vaccine manufacturers are banking on. It's temporary, or it's a possibility for it to become stable, to be taken up into the genome, and so stable that it will start replicating when the genome replicates, meaning it is now a permanent part of your genome. That's a chance that we're taking. So it could be temporary or it could be permanent. And we would never know that for years down the road, honestly. So here we go. We've got something that can alter our genome. It's a possibility. And another thing on that, if they're altering the genome, what would be the effects? I told you previously some of the side effects, but also we need to know that this is a synthetic piece of DNA or RNA. Okay, and if it becomes taken up into the genome of a human, it's synthetic, it's not from nature. And if you look at the Supreme Court justice ruling on synthetic DNA or genes, it can be patented, and patents have owners. So what does that mean for us? What if this gets into our genome? Does that mean Moderna or the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation or the Department of Defense, all of these people who are involved in the patents, or are they somehow going to own part of our genome? It's a possibility. You need to know that. So that's one part of this delivery system, just one.
Well, Stephen, what's your feedback to that?
I think that's exactly what they want. They want to be our owners. You know, and this, the whole agenda of pushing this transhumanist agenda is to reinstitute slavery around the world. They want us to be tagged and bagged and hooked up to the cloud so that everything that we are is part of the cloud and they have control over it. I mean, it all boils down to that. They start by telling you that there's a novel coronavirus, but they have a patent for that novel coronavirus as well. And they have worked on this technology for a good 20 or 30 years. I believe they said they began 30 years ago working on this DNA vaccine technology.
Yes, so, and as far as you mentioning the patents, 2003, it goes back to where the CDC patented this virus. And that includes the ability to study it and access information on it to study, the ability to develop tests for it, and, of course, the vaccines. So they all get a cut no matter what companies are making vaccines.
So they would not only own part of our genome, but they would be able to communicate with this nanotech.
And, Stephen, we have to remember the conflict of interest here, okay? The CDC is invested in profit, therefore.
Absolutely.
So we can't be taking their advice on anything.
No, they're just a vaccine manufacturing corporation. That's what the CDC boils down to. They're not a public agency any more than the WHO is. And with this revolving door between manufacturers and regulations, then it's just the crony capitalism mess that we live in. You know, there's really no regulatory agency that's actually watching out for consumers or for our health. We're just at the mercy of the corporation that has other agendas. They have the profit agenda first and foremost, but there are other things at play as well, wanting to institute this global system that links everybody together and that can surveil us anywhere we go. The contact tracing, it's part of this whole thing. That's about keeping up with everywhere you go, everything you do.
Right.
And that's the goal. You know, the goal is to tag us and then to follow us around, to control all of our assets. They're coming for our assets, first of all, and then they want to place us in a credit system instead of a currency. This is like a credit system that you're hooked up to that they control and they can cut off at any time. If you don't keep up with
sticking on the vaccine at the moment, though, I mean, this is something that, I mean, the vaccine courts probably wouldn't even be necessary even if they didn't exist. In this case, I'm sure they would have a blanket coverage, due to national emergency or international emergency, where it would be blanket coverage, even if the vaccine court didn't exist for this set of COVID-19 vaccines. So that's what's most concerning, is they're going to act like, oh, yeah, we forced it on you, but we didn't know. You know, we had no way of knowing, and we just did what we figured was best by listening to these people who are invested in profit and have a complete conflict of interest. They should not be sought after as people for advice or medical scientific authorities whatsoever. Yeah. I mean, Gates, it's because he has money. Gates is the biggest one who contributes to CDC. And this is why he has such pull.
Well, if Gates had had his way, every computer on Earth, he would got a piece of that. He would have gotten a feedback from every operating system on every computer on Earth. And if he can do the same thing to human beings when it comes to your vaccine, then I'm sure that's his motive. I mean, you may as well call this vaccine Windows 1984. COVID-19. That's what's happening.
Well, we have that break coming in just a second, Stephen, but I want to play that second clip for us to get some insight from right after the break here. And after that, I guess we'll open the phone lines for the second half of the show. If people do want to call in, we're open to taking calls.
I wonder if anybody's participated in a trial out there.
Yeah, well, there are some statistics, even this one article. Bad results so far, but hold on. So, folks, we'll be right back.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, Call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
I'm an old sweet girl. You raise my hopes, then you raise the odds. You tell me that I've dreamed too much, now I'm serving time in disillusionment.
I don't believe you anymore. I don't believe you.
I don't believe you anymore.
And that's the story. I can't believe them anymore. Because there's just too much evidence to the contrary. And we're back here.
They're lying. Yeah, they're lying.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Let's really quickly, though, get to that second clip, because I know there's another break coming in rather shortly here. So this will be clip two, which is hydrogel, explained by Dr. Carrie Madige. If you would, please, Julie.
Hydrogel is actually an invention from DARPA, the Department of Advanced Research Projects Agency. This is kind of a sci-fi kind of a group from the Department of Defense, Pentagon, of the U.S. government. They make these fantastic inventions. So one of them is hydrogel. Hydrogel, you can look on YouTube, look at Profusa is one of the companies, DARPA, as well as hydrogel, and you'll find some little 2-minute clips that they describe. So hydrogel is nanotechnology, microscopic little robots. And these little robots, actually, I know it sounds crazy, it's still crazy to me, but it's possible, okay? They can disassemble, reassemble, assemble and make different things. So with this hydrogel, it's really nanotechnology. So that's something, robotic or something that's artificial intelligence. It has the ability to connect with artificial intelligence. So this means that a human can now connect to directly and gather information from our bodies and gather it and connect with your smartphone, with the cloud, with some other smart device. And once this is done, this is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Think about that. Think about how immediately that could change our privacy. Immediately it can change our autonomy. immediately change our freedoms. This can gather data like your blood sugar, your oxygen, your blood pressure. Okay, those sound great. But it also can gather many other things. It can gather, they say, your emotions or your menstrual cycle, your activity, if you've fallen, your nutrients in your body. If you took medicines, it's a potential to see if you took illicit drugs. It's got a potential to see almost anything that goes on in your body. And all of this information is going where? That has not been addressed. Who's protecting this information? What are they using it for? This is really serious stuff, guys. This is all being proposed or being unveiled in the next vaccine, okay? The other thing to know is with this nanotechnology, hydrogel, artificial intelligence, you know, hookup, just like your cell phone, you can send a text message, you can send an email, but also you can receive them back. So that means we could receive information. What information would be coming back into us? Would it affect our mood, our behavior? Would it affect, you know, how we think or our memories? If you haven't watched the movie Matrix, I think you should. I think there's some truth in that, in that movie. I see so many wrong things with this vaccine. And I see that we are not talking about it in the major media. And I see that, I feel that these companies are outright lying to us when they say they cannot affect our DNA. Because by all definitions that they are using, this can affect our DNA.
Oh, it sounds like thanks, Stephen.
That's just horrifying to hear that. This hydrogel, I mean, it's just like the chains that they want to put on us. I mean, that's when I was referring to, you know, they want to have slaves a while ago. That's what they're going to use. If they can hook us up to the cloud, to
no more
AI. And,
no more privacy.
Yeah, no more privacy. None at all. And then they could probably, and they could beam ideas into your head, maybe, or you know, or even control your actions this way. It's just,
well, even
it's
just
a transhumanist agenda.
Even just keeping you a bit too docile to ever revolt, you know, no matter what you know deep down is really just, at least in your emotions, if not, if you don't have the information to know that you would be right and that they have nefarious intents in mind, you know, and of course, most controlled by people with even worse intents above them. So, I mean, they keep the information chain as limited as possible and compartmentalized. So most people can do this with a clear conscience, like these governors. That's a problem as well, of course. But this is insane. I mean, no privacy anymore. They could, well, they wanted to, we're hearing, especially in the UK, and I don't know if this was here, I think, as well, talking about lithium in the drinking water, because fluoride wasn't enough of a sedative, of a tranquilizer for the amount of social engineering and potential resistance that they could see in the population. So now this would be nanotechnology, just completely stop our ability to revolt, to even think of such a thing, Stephen. I want to hear your thoughts, but we have another break here. And I want to hear the callers, the listeners. Please call in, folks, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
And we're back, folks, down the official narrative of public broadcasting. And this is just so sci-fi. I mean, nanotechnology, and it's not been tested. I mean, maybe DARPA has done some sort of tests on forcibly on military GIs or something. But, I mean, no long-term tests, not just other properties of these vaccines, but even this nanotechnology. So no consent. Being able to affect possibly your emotions in the future, sending messages, reading everything, your biorhythms, your emotional state. I mean, this is a complete advantage and, as I say, completely unprecedented in what effects it could have on the population down the line. So they just want to do it to everyone at once before we have a chance to think about it. You know, just like these bills in Congress where they'll slip in 1,000 other things unrelated that they know they would have great difficulty getting past otherwise, unethical and such. And in the same case here, you know, slip in a little nanotechnology into everyone with this emergency COVID injection. It's insane. Yes. And I look here. Okay, the New York Post reported on May 18th, 2020. Biotech company Moderna, Inc. dosed 45 patients between the ages of 18 and 55 with 25, 100, or 250 micrograms of its experimental drug. After receiving a second booster shot, those at the 25 and 100 dosage levels were found with antibody levels that were equal to or exceeded those found in patients who recovered from COVID-19, the company said in a press release. So they try to sugarcoat and cherry pick. Okay, certain little bits of data, and what, 45 patients, though, even with what they said there, only 45 patients, I would say, and this is short-term, of course. I heard in some cases we have attempts at only looking at the first 6 days of, and okay, nothing bad happened. Oh, wow. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on May 22nd, he wrote a follow-up on the trials, noting, despite Moderna's cheery press release this week, the clinical trial results for its groundbreaking COVID vaccine could not be much worse. The vaccine, developed and championed by Anthony Fauci and financed by Bill Gates, used an experimental mRNA technology. Three of the 15 human guinea pigs in the high-dose cohort, 250 mcgs, suffered a, quote, serious adverse event within 43 days of receiving Moderna's jab. Moderna acknowledged that three volunteers developed grade 3 systemic events defined by the FDA as preventing daily activity and requiring medical intervention. Now, that is pretty serious, if you ask me to interpret that phrase. Moderna allowed only exceptionally healthy volunteers to participate in the study, and we get those results. Just think, folks, if the entire population is what they're saying here, a vaccine with those reaction rates could cause grave injuries in 1.5 billion humans if administered to, quote, every person on Earth, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Stephen, this is...
God, a billion and a half, and only testing it on healthy, you know, recipients. Mm-hmm. Imagine what it would do to the elderly or to children, you know.
Here's another quote. Here's another quote. Then on May 27th, the New York Post followed up reporting on participants who fell ill. A volunteer in the key coronavirus vaccine trial has revealed that it left him the sickest he has ever been in his life. But still, get this, cautiously optimistic about the drug's potential. I want to bet he was pressured to say that. His name is Ian Hayden, 29, identified himself in a series of interviews as one of four volunteers who had bad reactions during the trials that Moderna hailed for positive early findings of antibody responses. And the top five executives at biotech company Moderna have sold more than 89 million of their stock so far this year, okay? And that's initiating three times as many stock transactions than in all of 2019, as the company's share prices have soared on hopes for its COVID vaccine. So, okay, we still have a lot of people getting in right now, all right? If Moderna's early stage vaccine can one day prevent coronavirus infection and the company's best days lay ahead, why are insiders selling? Okay, the top five are already getting out with the profits they've made. They know something, Stephen.
Yeah, it could be just...
This is going to damage like never before, but they'll also get their nanotechnology for DARPA in us at the same time. You know, we also have, it looks like... I mean, there are some other quotes. I mean, go ahead, though. What did you want to add, please?
Well, that's terrifying, you know, that they want to do that to us. And a billion and a half people could be injured of healthy people and want to give it to everybody at once. And just like you said, there have been no trials, no long-term studies or tests to see if this is safe. And they want to ram it down our throat already to have the states be ready by November the 1st for a vaccine. You know, and these people we see riding around with a mask on in their car, they're going to be first in line. Listeners, you have to talk to your friends. You need to
permanently
tell people what's here.
Permanently changing their DNA, a whole new breed of vaccine. They need that information. The fact that the CDC took out a patent in 2003 and that they have a conflict of interest. These are the key phrases you need to mention on the highway, at the store, everywhere, you know?
Yes, people need to know this. So many people just are not paying attention and I bet there are a lot of people out there with the mask on who I see. And you know, they really don't want to wear that mask, but they're just going along to get along.
Sure.
So there are people that would be receptive to hear the facts and need to know them. You know, if you're awake and understanding what's going on, please each one teach one. Tell people what's happening, because if we don't stop this now, you know, the whole beast system will come in, because this is just opens the door to all of that. This hydrogel and this technology that can alter your DNA and read your mood. 15 years ago, I believe it was, there was a presentation in front of a bunch of military people. I've seen this video many times. People have said it's Bill Gates, but I couldn't really tell if it was Gates or not giving this presentation. But he advertised the vaccine they had developed that would supposedly stop Islamic terrorism, that it somehow went and attacked the part of your brain that made it receptive to religious thought. It was like they were going to give them a spiritual lobotomy with this technology. And that's exactly this kind of thing that you would be able to do with this hydrogel technology. That must have been what he was referring to back then. They mentioned specific genes in this presentation. If I could find that YouTube video, I'll post it to the chat room, but I do believe it's been banned from YouTube. And, you know, that's just exactly what kind of thing that they have in mind, the transhumanist future for us. They don't want us to be human anymore. Once they have this technology in us and they can claim to own our DNA and then control us, it's anti-human, you know, what this is. It's evil. I have to just say this is just evil. And I can't imagine the thought process that goes through a person's mind to want to do this kind of thing. You know, it's almost like they're aliens or something. I don't understand. And of course, you know, I'm a average run-of-the-mill Western man here with average run-of-the-mill morals and emotions. And I guess I'm putting that, imprinting that on them and thinking, well, they must think like me. But I just cannot imagine the kind of evil that it requires to consider another human being with no empathy, for you to look at a person and just see a bicycle or something for you to use to your own ends and purposes. And that's exactly the kinds of people that we're dealing with here. Those are the ones who are at the very top and who are trying to institute this system and put this injection in us. Friends, do not let friends be injected with bioweapons. And that's what's happening. Tell your friends about this. Let them know the danger of this stuff and that it is very untested and what it can do to you, that it could not only alter them and their DNA, but all of their kids in the future. They could turn them into a completely different organism, a different species.
There's another interesting quote on the urging to resist here from Waking Times article from, this is the one came out in May. Given the financial stakes involved and the potential that a rapidly developed CV vaccine may be forced upon those not willing to take a vaccine, there is an urgent need for understanding of the fact that vaccines in general, and specifically the new generation of vaccines being developed for CV, come with legitimate safety concerns which are rarely reported on by mainstream media, and in many cases even censored on social media. If informed consent is indeed the law of the land, journalists should be working to uncover the unbiased truth on these issues. And for something like this, there is no better source than the actual developer of the vaccine. Without accurate and complete information, informed consent is not possible.
No, absolutely not. No informed consent unless they tell everybody the risks, and they just don't do that anymore. It's supposed to be the law of the land that you can only do something to someone with informed consent, but that's very rarely followed. Maybe if I go to participate in a medical study and go to volunteer for it, they would read to me what it's about and everything. But when it comes to vaccines and treatments, that just no, you don't get the facts anymore. You don't know what it's going to do to you, and they cover it up. And if we had to depend on what passes for journalists these days, you know, the mainstream media is a propaganda wing of big pharma. How many times are you watching a cable news or even, you know, any network news? How many of those ads are big pharma ads? You know, they have this product they will advertise for about 10 seconds, tell you what the product is. And then for a minute and a half, they read this long list of horrible side effects that it causes.
Yeah.
And even with that, people still go and take these drugs.
I love those commercials. Commercials. I say that
yes.
So sarcastically, but it's if it weren't so tragic, if it weren't so horrific, it would be hilarious. I have to think what else we can do, Stephen, too. I mean, with this platform potential here, I'm thinking of some of these states. For example, the one that I just mentioned was Massachusetts. Maybe we should try to see if any physicians would like to speak on RBN. I don't know if you can find anyone out there. It doesn't have to be a physician, but a scientist, a physician would probably have the best impact. If we could find anyone who wants to speak out here, if that could help push back in every one of these states, as there are still a few of them, before it's almost every state with governors grandstanding like this, then it might be too late, you know? So mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe you and I could see if we could work on that as we could. You think the governor of Massachusetts would come on our show? I doubt that, right?
I don't know. We could try.
They won't face
any hard questions.
Bought and paid for, you know, the governors.
Yes. Yeah, pretty much. Most of the mayors, too. The level of protection that we have, I think, is with the county local sheriff. That's the only that's where I'm going to concentrate.
Yeah. Hey, know. Maybe you could get a sheriff from Massachusetts who wants to come speak with us. Who knows?
That might work.
I like that.
That's a possibility. You know, that's your last line of defense against all this on the local level, because it just, yeah, how are you going to fight the Fed? I mean, you made that comment earlier today when we were talking. How do you fight the Fed, you know, on a local level? And you don't. Right. I mean, this thing is being
pushed.
Something
like this might help them to network more. You know, these sheriffs, these doctors in Massachusetts, maybe even this platform could get other people tuning in Massachusetts to just help these people network, you know, find each other at a crucial time period. I think in these states, you know, this is the forefront of what we'll be facing this coming season, you know, this coming flu season.
They say be ready by November the 1st. They've sent letters to all the states trying to bypass licensing requirements for facilities to give out this vaccine. And, you know, November the 1st, there's no way this stuff has been tested. The only tests they've done are just what you reported, with terrible results, you know, with people being harmed. What was the phrase that you used? Medically, to the point where they had to stay home or get medical intervention, couldn't work normally, you know, a really serious reaction. I don't remember hearing how many people were killed by this vaccine, but you know people will be. I have a cousin of mine who
– be sure.
And, ironically, my cousin works for Big Pharma, and he got Guillain-Barré syndrome from just a regular flu shot. And the irony of that is that when you get a reaction like that, or you even get killed by one of the flu shots, they include that in the flu death statistics. It's the statistics have been skewed and fraudulently
ridiculous.
Reported for years.
Yeah, yeah. That's
the same way they did with the COVID stuff. You
and
know?
We can't overstress that the top five are invested in company shareholders are getting out while the getting's good right now. I mean, while others are getting in to my stock at the moment, that if that's not a red flag, we have insider information. We know.
Yeah. Sounds like a pump and dump to me.
Right. We have definitely a concern just by indicators like that. And that quote from, again, I don't know. I'd have to use a different approach. I think some of my knobs on my muting approach here don't seem to always work. Sorry, I was breaking up a little. I'm gonna have to fix that.
You cut out just a little bit then.
Yeah, I got to get some cough button right away. A volunteer, though, again, I'll read that one. You know, the volunteer said he was the sickest he had ever been in his life, Ian Hayden. So. That's pretty concerning. I certainly wouldn't want to deal with that, would you?
Yet he was cautiously optimistic, didn't he say?
Right.
I mean, he was paid.
Yeah.
If they've been doing these trials, I have seen advertisement for people to participate in vaccine trials on social media, but I don't personally know anyone who went through with it. And they were offering over $1,000 for people to try it. So I'm sure somebody needed the money. They went to try that. And If any of you out there have done that, please let us know what your experience was. I'd like to hear how that went, because that's a scary thought. You know, I mean, to go and have your DNA changed and possibly your offspring for eternity to be altered from what you are. It's a transhumanist thing. That's what they want.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what the agenda is. They don't need people anymore. And it really all boils down to reinstituting slavery, where they own you, control you, and you have no rights. I mean, that's the ultimate agenda. COVID-19 is just the key to unlock the door to that.
Well, we have that last break, Stephen. Stick around. We'll be right back, folks.
I got just one life in a world that keeps on pushing me around, but I'll
extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
And we're back for the final segment, folks. Beyond the Official Narrative, Republic Broadcasting, and I'm here with my co-host, Stephen Douglas Whitener. So, Stephen, locally and perhaps even networking with our local sheriffs, I suppose,
yes,
might be good. You know, perhaps local representatives, some of them might be willing to listen, I suppose. But I guess the sheriffs are probably most... Where your best odds are and where the power really lies, right?
Yeah, I agree. That's where the power really lies. But just with the people you know, just I implore the listeners to talk to people about this. Anybody that you care about, let them know what this hydrogel is and what it does, that this injection is a bioweapon. It's not a vaccine, and that it could alter them from here on out and all of the adverse reactions that have already been demonstrated.
Well, it seems to be both. It seems to be both. It seems like it's something added in there, and that, you know, I mean, because it might sound a little harder and far further fetched for them to believe that there's not going to be any vaccine in it at all, in just this.
And
we don't have any evidence for that, Stephen. So, no, in addition to this experimental new DNA changing vaccine, there's also hydrogel nanotechnology created by DARPA, which includes surveillance, detecting emotions, the ability to send and receive messages, experimental technology.
And do you want that? Is that something that you're willing to risk just for the sake of supposedly being protected from this virus, which has a 0.03% or less death rate?
And that regarding the DNA changing properties, that this genome, that the genome will absorb synthetic properties in this process. So it could, it will at least, therefore, in the short term, at the very least, change DNA from all indications. So therefore, there's a potential for it to take on those traits, eventually permanently change DNA, as Dr. Kerry Madige mentioned. And also this asks, are we going to be patented humans? If this is patented, it's synthetic, we take on these inhuman properties in GMO humans. Are we going to be genetically modified? Well, it seems all factors point to yes. And so, these things can't be denied.
No, I agree. And we need to let people know this very, very much. We need to make people aware so that at least they have some informed consent if they do go through with this. What I've been doing, if I'm out in the store somewhere and I make eye contact with someone, I don't wear a mask. So I would just say, do you want to wear that mask? Do you really want to wear it?
And the same thing goes for like I say, with bills in Congress with extra things slipped in. This hydrogel nanotechnology, it's completely unrelated, unnecessary, okay? It's either in place of, like, you can't say you can't rule out, or in addition to the vaccine, the experimental DNA changing vaccine. They don't need the hydrogel nanotechnology in there. They're just going to throw that in there, as an extra. So at both levels, both things are highly dangerous. You know, the vaccine itself changing DNA, the hydrogel nanotechnology. So.
Yeah, instead of we have to pass the bill to read what's in it, we have to take the vaccine to see what it does to us. It just makes no sense at all. That's the kind of logic that they're approaching this with. And
well, I'm sure the elites,
people don't really pay attention. Yeah,
I'm sure George Soros isn't going to take this. Okay, I'm sure Bill Gates isn't going to. It's already well known for years his physicians know never to have given his children. Bill Gates doesn't allow his children to get any vaccines. That's food for thought, folks. Stick around for National Bugle Radio with Dr. Patrick Slattery. Please support RBN, folks. Thank you to all the listeners, and we will speak again soon. Enjoy your Labor Day. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.